guys. It is Sunday the 19th, which means that tomorrow, the 20th, Monday, not only is it 99-cent Dunkin' Donut iced coffee Monday, but, which, by the way, gives a new meaning to Mondays for me in general, you get a large iced coffee for 99 cents. That's awesome. Anyway, so, you know, it's also going to be the first day of school for a lot of people out there. Not me, but I have experienced many, many a first day, and I do vividly remember, you know, being very nervous and very excited at the same time, you know, to start school. And isn't it always great to walk in somewhere and walk into a fresh classroom with fresh pencils and fresh crayons? Oh, gosh, I miss that so much. And, you know, a new backpack sometimes, and definitely a new lunchbox or, you know, whatever, like new shoes. Gosh, everything was so exciting. I miss back-to-school shopping so much. This might be a little weird, but one of my favorite things about school in general and, like, back-to-school stuff is I love the smell of crayons, and I have this weird obsession with smelling them because I love how they smell. And I don't know if it's just, like, I like it personally as a scent. I mean, probably not, because I wouldn't perfume myself in it, but it just, like, brings up so many memories. You know, scents are very strongly linked to our brain, obviously, and it brings up memories, you know, with certain scents, and just like words bring up memories, you know, everything really does, like, triggers memories, and scents is one of those things. And scents are crazy, I think, because, like, I can take a whiff of a crayon box and just be right back in kindergarten and be like knee deep in the coloring books, you know, like, oh gosh, I miss that stuff so much. I love it. Happy back to school to everybody out there, and don't forget your 99-cent any size Dunkin' Donut iced coffee today, and only today on Monday. Not just because it's the first day of school, but every Monday they have that special from now on. It's awesome. Yeah, see him here. So, what is sarcasm? You might be wondering what sarcasm is. You know, that's the title of this podcast, and, like, is that my name? Is sarcasm my name? No. My name's Charmaine. And sarcasm is what I refer to me being sarcastic, which is most of the time. A lot of people don't know that, like, 80% of the time I'm usually, like, being sarcastic or, you know, joking around in general. And I guess it's hard to detect. Sarcasm is basically me trying to entertain you and trying to make you laugh. And, yeah, also this past week, I think it ended yesterday or the day before yesterday, was Shark Week. Anybody love Shark Week? Yeah? Not me. Doesn't do anything to my life to alter it in a good way or really any way at all. I mean, I think the first year I was pretty excited for it, and then after that I was like, alright, this is kind of whatever, like, why is there not a monkey week or a jellyfish week? I'd like to see jellyfish week. They could definitely do cat week. People would just send in cat videos of their cats and it would be funny. I'd definitely enjoy monkey week though, because I love monkeys. I'm a huge primatology nerd. Discovery Channel, hire me and I'll coordinate your monkey week and I'll host it dressed in a monkey suit, but not a heavy one, because then I'll be sweaty and gross and unpleasant under there. But, yeah, so I actually was watching the first episode of anything Shark Week related I saw was, like, 2 days ago, which was, like, the last night of it, I think. Yeah, it was, like, a countdown to the last night or the last, like, episode of it. And it was a really gruesome episode where something was happening with sharks and fishing, and I don't know, it's always the same, but they had caught a shark and it was on the boat and they were gutting it, like, they were just straight cutting into it, and I was just, oh god, I was grossed out. And I was watching it while I was at my friend's house with a bunch of my other friends. It was like six of us total, maybe seven, watching this scene, this really gruesome scene, and I was recording the whole time, but the microphone was on in the middle of the table and I recorded everybody's reactions to this nasty scene of Shark Week. So this is my perception of Shark Week this year.
What did they say was the highest to date?
Mercury.
Really?
So how are they accumulating such high levels of contaminants?
The stomach provides a clue to this toxic mystery. Half-digested bottom-dwelling fish that pass their poison right up the food chain.
So
go get some seafood.
This We are currently watching the first Dolphins preseason game, and it sucks. Oh, it's the second one? Even worse.
Lil Wayne quit rap. That's a good thing, right?
Did he really?
Break from hip-hop. That's what...
Really?
But he's actually on the radio more often now. Because people are like, yo, what's the please Lil Wayne? Here's some Lil Wayne. I wanted to talk about musicians that I think need to be talked about. Spread the love and artists that I enjoy. And one of those artists is called Strike, with an exclamation point at the end. Strike, like, strike you out. And they are from Peru. Yes, they are a Peruvian band. And they are like the Peruvian Taking Back Sunday, for those of you Taking Back Sunday fans. And I'm not talking about the second CD, I'm talking about the first one. But anyway, yeah, tell all your friends. They're actually touring, doing a Tell All Your Friends tour, which is awesome. Anyway, Taking Back Sunday, not Strike. But anyway, Strike is awesome. There are four guys that live in Peru, in Lima, and they've all been friends for a long time. I don't know specifically how long. I'm gonna do some research on them. I'm actually friends with them, like, indirectly. Like, we're online friends and we have common friends in person, but I've only met one of them. But he's awesome, Javier. He's really cool. He's really funny. He's a great guy. And I pretty much imagine that they're all equally as cool as him, which is freaking awesome. And I love supporting them because they're such great guys. There's Javier, there's Guillermo, Mario, and Mauricio. And they're awesome, really. They just are. And you should definitely listen to their music, even if you don't listen to, like, punk rock anymore, or, like, rocky music. Just take a little peep at it, you know? Their Facebook page is... Facebook.com/StrikePeru, and if you could go on there and like it, that would be awesome, and watch their music video. Their music video is crazy. It's honestly, like, it's awesome. It's like, you know, them in a like a warehouse looking area with cool friggin' lighting in the background everywhere, and, you know, it's them playing, and then it also pans out to, like, an outdoor thing where they obviously are in the middle of, like, the desert in Peru, and it's awesome, and they're driving, I believe, Mauricio's dad's car, which is an awesome, like, old Mustang, and it's beautiful, and it's shiny, and they're driving it, and they look so awesome in it. I love it. You guys should definitely check it out. It's for the song called Imbatible. And honestly, even if you don't know what they're saying, if you don't speak Spanish, whatever, yo, like, give it a try, listen to it, and I'm gonna actually put it on, so you'll be able to hear it right now.
Emoción para moverme.
Hello, guys. So this week I wanted to talk about a topic that may not be relevant to everybody, but I feel like everybody somewhere is somewhat affected by this subject, but not many people really even know what it means. They just know that it exists out there. But I want to talk a little bit about the holiday called Ramadan, and it's a Muslim holiday, and I have a Muslim side of the family. My dad's side of the family is Muslim, so I never really was able to fully understand like what Ramadan was or what Eid was. Anyway, my dad just moved to Kurdistan. He's experiencing it in Iraq, and that's a different sort of experience than if you're celebrating it, say, like in the United States, being Muslim in the United States, or being Muslim in Dubai, or, you know, it's different everywhere, really. So I interviewed him, basically wanted to hear his side of it and how he's affected by Ramadan and what it means to him and his family. And so this is my father. We had an interview through Skype. He gave me some great feedback, and I'm really glad I got to talk to him about this, and I'm excited for you guys to listen to it. Enjoy. So what is Ramadan?
Muslims are fasting from the dawn of the day until sunset. And during the month of Ramadan, the Prophet Muhammad says, the doors of heaven is open for believers, and the door of hell will be closed.
So how long does it usually last, a month?
It's 30 days. And normally it's supposed to be 30 days.
Do you see that people are affected by it? How is everything different?
Definitely people are, not as many people fasting now compared to 30, 40 years ago, because time has changed, time of the year has changed. When it falls in a winter time, more people could fast because it's shorter day and it's cool temperature. Now it's hot and longer days, so therefore people lesser people is fasting.
So have you been fasting this month?
Yes, I did. I did 27 out of 29 days.
So how do you deal with the intense heat, with, like, you know, being thirsty and stuff? You don't drink any water at all?
Nothing at all.
Do you sleep all day to try to avoid being thirsty?
A lot of people do sleep. No, because when you sleep, you don't feel hungry or thirsty compared to somebody working or being outside in the sun. Temperature is in a 40, like 110, 112 degrees.
So what is the end result? Like, after you fast for 30 days, what are you supposed to accomplish, I guess, religiously?
The whole idea of Ramadan is the Muslims, they want to feel how they're hungry and need people in poverty that they cannot afford to eat, or they don't have food to eat, feels. This is what supposedly the Muslim people will learn, how they feel if they don't have food to eat all day, or they don't have water to drink. After the 30 days, you break fasting, you have Eid, which is 3 days.
So what is that? Now, what is Eid comes after, starting, right after?
Of course, it's starting tomorrow, which is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. All the offices closed, nobody works, and people, they visit families and friends, and they cook and eat and stuff like that.
Oh, so Eid is the celebration of, like, the end of it. Well, thank you for answering my question. So, as you can clearly tell from the Shark Week segment I did, I like to record my friends when they aren't really aware of it and see what happens. Because oftentimes when I'm hanging out with my friends, I think, man, there should have been a microphone around us or a video camera or something. And I know a lot of people think that. So I'm making everyone's wishes come true right now. And here's a little funny hangout session of my friends and I when we were hanging out at my apartment. And my boyfriend Daniel had a guitar and was playing it, and my friend Jason, I guess, decided to freestyle sing along to what Daniel was playing, and it turned out to be a great piece of comedy and makes me laugh every time I hear it. And I had to edit out a lot of me cackling in the background.
How do you spell Gmail?
Jason.
The sad thing is, I bet that's been asked like, in a serious manner at least 10,000 times. Well, I was walking and a walking and a walking and I tripped on a rock. Below the rock, I found a map. And I said to myself, where does this lap gonna lead me? I followed my senses and went with the Lord. Well, it's been 2 months and 14 days and I've been going right here on my way, headed towards this big old X on the map. Right on the way, I saw my friend named John. I said, hey, John, you think you could help me with a nice old song? He said, Jason, why don't you try to hire a guitarist for your expedition that you're going on to find the X that you've been blowing on? Keep the map clean, if you know what I mean.
Rap to it.
I was totally going to tell the story of what the X was, oh. But... Oh, yeah.
No, there's part two. It's like, okay, it's just a little different.
Oh, yeah. Now, you might have heard that part one about that map song, but it was wrong and I found the right one. Took a new map and now I've traveled about 500 miles and now I'm in Minnesota and I'm hanging out with this dude named Kyle. Kyle smoked me out some weed. Now let me tell you, Kyle, he's a nifty motherfucker. He said, yo, hold the weed, I just want the stems and seeds. Good old Kyle. Oh, hey, good old Kyle. Anyways, getting back to the point, we rolled fucking joint, and then I went back to find that X. Never guess where I ended up. A swamp in Minneapolis that was quite dirty as fuck. Well, I started digging, and Kyle started winning. Oh, I was doing something.
Pretty sure it was recording the whole
time. Oh, it was.
So, this past week in the world of politics, it's been a little over a week, I think, but Paul Ryan is going to be Mitt Romney's vice presidential candidate for the campaign this year, which is... You know, I'm not going to really get into a lot of things. If you hear that clapping in the background, that's my cat trying to get outside. Anyway, so I try not to get into, delve too deep into subjects that I don't really know that much about, that I should be more informed with, and I'm actually working on that currently. So I will be there soon, but I don't really want to get into things that I'm sort of ignorant on. You know, like, not everyone knows every side, and I don't want to say things that offend people and this and that. So I'm not really going to talk policy or anything, but it's just funny to me. Like, the whole Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney thing is just honestly just another way to make just a mockery of politics and of the government and of the people in it, because they're just such easy targets. Like, Mitt Romney, like, how are you gonna be like, yeah, I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was. Like, he said this in May of this year, and then in August he said, join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan. Like, did you not have your coffee that morning, or what's going on? Because Paul Ryan, you know, he likes to call people out and be like, the Obama administration has compiled a record of failures. And I'm just like, well, Paul Ryan, I have compiled a record of your running mate not knowing what the hell he's even talking about. Like, he presented you as the next president of the United States. Does he even want to be the president of the United States? Kind of find it hard that he even wants to get up in the morning and get out of bed and be Mitt Romney, because I definitely wouldn't be. That's all I'm gonna say about it for now. So I had a suggestion from somebody that wanted me to do a little segment on orca whales, which is a subject that I haven't ever really researched in depth or anything, and I took a look online and read some stuff about them. Orca whales are also known as killer whales, and they're also lesser known as blackfish, but technically they're a toothed whale that is part of the oceanic dolphin family, so they're technically a dolphin, and they hunt on fish, marine mammals like sea lions, seals, walruses, and even large whales, and they're highly social. But, you know, what I know most about orca whales pretty much comes from Free Willy, the movie. So, I'm going to just avoid going more in depth on orca whales, and I'm going to leave you with this beautiful song. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. All right, guys, that is it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed what I had to offer. I admit it's a little sloppy right now, and I apologize, but with time, things will get better. And hopefully we'll be able to provide you with some good entertainment. And thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm going to actually be playing some songs now, because I, you know, this is about music too, so stick around and you'll hear some great tracks that I listen to often that I've chose specifically for you guys. So Listen and enjoy. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Bye.
Sharkasm Radio, what's up? Sharkasm Radio, it's really not that bad. Sharkasm Radio!
Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? No. Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost. Lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on the train, lost. She's at a stove. Can't believe I got her out here cooking dough. I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong with the lie. Ooh. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the sky. You and I are lost in the heat of it. Lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
tomorrow's sun, we're building a scrape the sky. I love this country dearly, I can feel the ladder clearly, but I never thought I'd be alone to try. Once I was outside Penn Station, selling red and white carnations, we were still alone, my wife and I. Before we met, we saved my money, brought my dear wife over. Now I work to bring my family stateside. Put off the boat, they stayed a while, then scattered across the coast. Once a year I'll see them for a week or so at most. I should go on. Loss. I remind myself that times could be much worse. My wife won't ask me questions, there's not so much to ask, and she'll never flaunt around an empty purse. Once my mind was locking just to stay a couple nights, and decided she would stay the rest of her life. I watched my little children play some board game in the kitchen. Sit and pray they never feel my strife. But then my partner called to say the pension funds were gone. He made some bad investments, now the accounts are overdrawn. I took a walk.
follow me. It's not the future that I can see, it's just my fantasy.
make me change my mind. To call me, give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. And there ain't no more to say.